Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you to yet again another edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from Thailand, from Bangkok in Thailand, the capital city of this wonderful country. I am welcoming you privately and publicly. I happen to be Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, the servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this earth, in any country, in any continent, in any city, in any town, in any village. We are welcoming you to our program. Radio Biafra is coming to you because we do the things that other people cannot do. Radio Biafra is coming to you live and direct from Bangkok here in Thailand. I am surrounded by distinguished Biafrans. Great Biafrans are here also. They're in Malaysia. They're also in Thailand. We hope to find them in China. We hope to find them in the Philippines, in Japan, and in Indonesia. Because the tour of the Far East of Radio Biafra is gathering momentum. People are responding and we are finding Biafrans wherever we go. It's an honor to be here. We are being hosted at the home of our leader here in Thailand, Pastor Levy, I call him. People know him slightly differently here or by another name here in Thailand. But we are announcing to the world today that indeed we have Biafrans here. Osito Keke is here. Solo is also here. You heard his voice last night. Uche is here. Even Pastor Levy's daughter is also looking at us. Our new brother is also here. I don't know where the wife escaped to, but we hope she'll be able to join us later, because Radio Biafra is a family program. We present our News Hour is a family program. Everybody, wherever you are, please get your friends and your family, get your relatives, your cousins, your uncles, your sisters, your brothers, your mothers, your fathers. Please get them to gather around your system. Any system you have that is internet enabled has Radio Biafra receptibility. It will receive Radio Biafra. go to www.radiobiafra.co, go to peopleofbiafra.org, go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or beliehumanrights.org. Radio Biafra is indefatigable. Radio Biafra cannot retreat. Neither are we going to surrender, because we are going to get Biafra by every means possible. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There will be no retreat, there will be no surrender. We are letting our enemies know, let our friends know in advance. They think we are joking, we are just talking. But we are telling you so that when it happens, you will say they said so via Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, this is your radio station, supported by the Biafran public in every country on this planet, listened to by millions of people every night. The time now here is almost 10 minutes past 1 a.m. in the morning. We are still struggling with sleeping because we are working for Biafra 24/7. Even Uche here has made do with about 1.5 hours of sleep. The 30 minutes he got in the car when we were driving from one place to the other, the 1 hour he managed to spend in his house before he came back to my hotel to pick me up in the early hours. In fact, in the early part of this morning, I must say, wherever you are, that this is your radio station and we are live on air. What we can do, no other person can. Radio Biafra can broadcast from the surface of the moon. We have a technology that nobody else has on this planet, because we are blessed by God and we are the children of God. We will go around and acknowledge the presence of our people all over the world, and I will start by please going to Chidera. Chidera, please acknowledge the wonderful presence of Biafrans in every continent, in every country, in every city, in every town, in every village on this planet listening to Radio Biafra this very hour, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on the planet, listening to your very radio station. I'm saying good morning, especially to those of you in Thailand. Good afternoon, good night to all of you. And I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast from here, Johnson City, Tennessee, United States.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Chidera is in Johnson City in Tennessee in the United States. Barrister Mamezu is in London. We have lost his line. I don't know what the problem is. We ask him to please try and reestablish contact with us, because he's a great man and he's a man of great intellect, a man of great intelligence, and it's always a pleasure to have him on Radio Biafra. And speaking of the devil, as they would say, metaphorically, Barrister Mamezu is with us. Please acknowledge our listeners. They are waiting to hear your voice.
Good evening, our fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, all over the world. Director, let me address something here. Please bear with me briefly.
Yes, I will bear with you. Our listeners are waiting.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, Director, I'm back. I'm welcoming everybody today's discussion. Coming from Thailand. Director, of course, as usual, we thank you and we thank God for restoring you and giving you the courage to move around. So we hope that today's discussion, as usual, will bring us closer to the Biafra restoration. Good evening.
Thank you very much and good evening. We will now go around the studios here, one after the other. Please give us your name once again, your full name. We want to know who gave birth to you, because we don't want people fathered by Yorubas in our midst. We don't want those fathered by Hausa, Fulani people. If you don't know who your father is, please do not speak on Radio Biafra. You must know who your father is before you speak on this radio station. Because where we come from, when an elder calls you, they will ask you, my child, who is your father? Not who is your mother. Please start from my right hand side. Give us your name, your full name, and where you come from. Because this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Christopher Ndobisi Okeke. I am known as Solo in Thailand. And I'm from Oguloko government of Enugu State. Thank you very much for your company.
Thank you very much. The next person, please. Pastor Livige Kuoku, you must say something on the air in English, if you may, please. Go ahead.
Hello, dear friends all over the world. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I'm happy to see Nnamdi Kanu in our midst.
It's Kanu.
Nnamdi Kanu.
That's better.
Oh, praise God. I'm very happy to see you in Bangkok, Thailand.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure of having you in Bangkok. You are highly welcome.
Thank you very much.
All listeners all over the world, you are welcome to hear our voice once again. We are crying for Biafra. We are here to get Biafra. Without us here in Thailand, I don't think Biafra will be complete indeed. So we are calling all listeners all over the world, just suggest to us what you think we can do to get Biafra live all over the world. So I just want to say good morning to everybody, good evening to everybody, and good afternoon to other countries in the world. May God bless us as we move ahead. We have more to say. God bless you.
God bless you too, and this wonderful family we are in. Radio Biafra is hosted here. By the time we leave here, we will have a sticker on your door that you're a proud host of Radio Biafra. Only 20 stickers printed. We still have over 18 left. That is to tell you that Radio Biafra is not it's not a child's play. It's not meant for everybody. It is an honor for Radio Biafra to broadcast from your environment, from your office to be precise, which is in your home, to the entire humanity. This evening, please.
Hello.
Your phone is off. Your microphone is off.
Hello. My name is Uche Nwadibe. I'm heard from Umuchu in Agwata local government area, known as UC here in Thailand. Welcome you all in this night edition.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, Uche. You're welcome to the program. Thank please, you, my dear brother, I have seen your face before. You are a committed Biafran. Your past exploits have explained it. You have outlined your role in this struggle. Please go ahead and tell us your name, your full name, and where you come from, please.
Hello, all Biafrans.
Raise your voice, please.
All over the world.
Yes, that's better.
We are speaking from Thailand, from Radio Biafra. My names are Mr. Ngobidi Chukwuebuka Polinus, known as Ijego. I am from Umuhu village in Okija town, Anambra state. Now, we are here in Thailand talking from Radio Biafra. I am very much happy to be in the midst of many Biafrans here in Thailand. We welcome our director, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. We thank you very much. We thank you for your effort. We thank you for everything. All we are praying is how to actualize Biafra. We thank you for coming to Thailand.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be in the midst of Biafrans. Malaysia is amongst us. And we can count Thailand in as well to say to the whole world very boldly that Thailand is with us. If you come to Thailand, you'll find Biafrans. Please.
Hello.
Your line is cutting. What is it?
Our wonderful people of Biafra and friends of Biafra, we welcome you for today's edition. And we say as we proceed, stay tuned. God bless you for joining us. Once again, my name is Osta Okeke from Umunze, Orumba South LGA, Anambra State. Thank you. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. You have done a lot of work here in Thailand, Osita. Your work has been exceptional. You have been going out and preaching to people, mobilizing them. And that work is being recognized and acknowledged today, not just by the editorial board of Radio Biafra, but by the entire Biafran family here in Thailand. We shall proceed. Chidera is standing by to please give us the news headlines and accompanying news roundup, please.
The news headlines. We're reporting today that the World Igbo Congress takes case against Nigeria to UN agency. Bertram. I'm having technical difficulties.
You are having technical difficulties. Today your voice is very clear and you are having technical difficulties. Is this something you have been able to resolve?
In about 2 minutes, yes.
In about 2 minutes, can you tell us precisely the nature of the problem and why you're experiencing it, please, if you may?
Yeah, my computer is freezing and it usually does that sometimes and comes back in 2 minutes.
Maybe your computer has the spirit of Nigeria in it. You have to get your computer to adopt the spirit of Biafra. When your computer has the spirit of Biafra, it will not break down. We have been broadcasting all over the world. We have not experienced any difficulties of this nature. It's been consistent now for a few days. It is something that we must rectify and rectify very, very quickly.
Yeah, it's rectified now.
Okay.
It's okay now.
That's good. Because I prophesied the spirit of Biafra into it. Please continue.
Okay. Yeah. We're reporting today that World Igbo Congress takes case against Nigeria to UN agency. APC attended the World Igbo Congress in Dallas, U.S., urging Ndibo to support APC party. Professor Abdullahi, why Nigerians should not trust President Jonathan? Senator Ndume, we took Boko Haram terrorist leader Abubakar Shekau for granted. OBJ declares war over Oba's suspension in PDP Anambra State. And lastly, Boko Haram terrorist killed 56 in Borno State. Now the news in detail. The Igbo people of Nigeria, under the auspices of the World Igbo Congress, WIC, have taken their case of mistreatment in Nigeria to the United Nations Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC. The details of the submission made to the agency were revealed at the ongoing World Igbo Congress Convention in Dallas, Texas. In a session at the convention venue, Sheraton Hotel, on Saturday, delegates and members agreed unanimously to pursue the path of seeking redress from the UN body on human rights abuses of the Igbo in Nigeria. WIC has secured a date in April when the Igbo situation in Nigeria will be discussed at UNECOSOC in Geneva. Some of the delegates supported the move with the hope that it would mark the first step in what could be a long-drawn-out case that would not be limited to the redress of injustices and human rights abuses of Igbo people across Nigeria, but if need be, to a plebiscite and even eventual independence. The discussion was part of the second part of the symposium on the Igbo question, which started on Friday. At the Friday session, Professor Herbert Keshman discussed WIC's potential in UNECOSOC. He offered strategies for the Igbo people to bring awareness to their plight in Nigeria. Some participants had some reservations on the direction WIC was taking in pushing for the declaration of Boko Haram as a terrorist organization. One of the participants cautioned that such a move would make it difficult for all Nigerians to travel freely without being considered terrorists. Earlier in the day, WIC introduced an extensive plan to build a regional health center in eastern Nigeria to take care of the health needs of Igbo people and curtail the need to seek medical treatment in India and other countries of the world. The conference continues with more discussions on the Igbo and the Nigerian polity. On Friday night, various cultural groups performed for participants. Friday's cultural event was, however, stolen by the appearance of former Biafran soldiers. They received a standing ovation from participants. The convention ends on Sunday with a memorial service for General Emeka Ojukwu and Professor Chinua Achebe. The All Progressives Congress attended the World Igbo Congress in Dallas, United States of America, to solicit the support of Igbo people for the new party. In a presentation at the Congress on Friday, Southeast Zonal Publicity Secretary of the APC, Osita Okechukwu, said with all the support Ndigbo gave to the People's Democratic Party, they had no stake in the ruling party. Speaking to our correspondent from Dallas, Okechukwu lamented that the PDP could not consider it fit to join any of the offices in the official protocol list at the federal level to Ndigbo. He said, without the support of Ndigbo to PDP, they couldn't consider it fit to join any of the offices in the official protocol list. President, Vice President, Senate President and Speaker, to Ndibo and even chairman of the party with all the support over the years with PDP. Former presidential advisor on state security, Professor Angu Abdullahi, says there are abundant reasons why Nigerians should not entrust President Goodluck Jonathan with the leadership of the country beyond May 2015. The reasons, according to the secretary of the Northern Elders Forum, revolve around what he called the president's betrayal of the process that brought him into office. Speaking on Liberty Radio, Kaduna yesterday, Dr. Abdullahi said, President Jonathan got the support of the North to contest for one term in 2011, but is now bent on usurping the lot of the North again in 2015. He said, though he would want power to return to the North in 2015, he would not mind supporting a South-South candidate like Professor Sam David West. Professor Abdullahi blamed former President Olusegun Obasanjo for upsetting the PDP's general arrangement and said President Jonathan's position on turning is a follow of Obasanjo's legacy. Senator Mohammed Ndume Borno South was the minority leader in the House of Reps as an ANPP lawmaker before he moved to the PDP and then became a senator. His political career took a twist when he was accused of sponsoring the Boko Haram Islamist group. In this interview, he hails the onslaught against Boko Haram by the military forces, but says the insurgency by the sect festered after government took it for granted that Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau died during a raid on his hideout in 2012. Ndume warned that the same mistake should not be made in the wake of the current claim that the sect leader has been killed. The senator also speaks on some other national issues. President Olusegun Obasanjo is said to have returned to the trenches within the fold of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, following the outcome of the governorship primaries of the party in Anambra State. Obasanjo had recently attempted to broker a truce between the PDP and the aggrieved governors of the party under the aegis of G5 in Abuja. Though the meeting lasted for a week, nothing concrete came out of it at the end of the day. Sources, however, told Sunday Tribune that Obasanjo was motivated into taking up the peacemaker role because of his belief that his candidate would not be allowed to emerge as gubernatorial candidate in Anambra. At least 57 persons, including 24 members of Indigenous Youth Vigilante Group, Civilian JTF, 16 Shura Arab Headsmen, and 17 civilians were yesterday killed by suspected Boko Haram terrorists in three different local government areas of Monguno, Dandoa, and Nganzai in Borno State. The incident occurred barely 1 week after the withdrawal of Joint Task Force Operation Restore Order, which was replaced by a military division. It was also observed that Governor Kashim Shettima yesterday afternoon had a marathon meeting with security chiefs and traditional rulers, including the Shehu of Borno, Alhaji Abubakar Gabai El-Kanemi. Although journalists were prevented from covering the meeting, it was gathered that it dwelled extensively on how to refute the security challenges currently going on in villages, towns, and council areas of the state, in which all affected local government chairmen used the opportunity to brief the governor on the security situation. This news of today, 1st of September, Anno Domini 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much. From here, where we are in Bangkok, in Thailand, it is the 2nd. Because the clock have just gone past, not just gone, at least nearly 20 minutes, or is it 26 minutes past the hour of 1 a.m. in the morning. Chidera, thank you very much. The way you presented the news is fine. They asked me to please plead with you to slow down because you are not reading the news for people in America, because there are no Biafrans in America. Of course, there are a few of you. There is Moses Nwigwe, of course, Clifford is there. Kwenche is in America. Madewes is in the United States of America, and also is Innocent Ibe. We have Martin Zanusiem also there, and a sprinkling of other Biafrans. But the rest are a waste of space. They went to America to go and enjoy a land of freedom built by other people, that lives we are lost in order to make them America they are joining today, the country that it is. They have forgotten where they come from. When I tell people something, when we proclaim on this radio station that our people in the United States are a joke, people don't quite understand. These people are foolish, and we'll prove it to you this evening. When I ask God to please make them all go mad, people don't quite understand. The reason for my prayer is evident today as we are covering it. These people that call themselves the World Igbo Congress, These people that are fathered by Hausa men, Fulani men and Yoruba men that managed to creep into the United States with Igbo names, they are a disgrace to our people, and we tell you the reason why. We said it here before and we shall say it again. Anytime we tell you something on radio, Biafra, it may sound so outlandish, so flamboyant, sometimes even unbelievable. Eventually, it comes to pass. Some people have said we are prophets. Some say that we speak the word of God. But we say to them that we preach the truth, because God himself is the truth. And because the truth is constant, anything we tell you comes to pass. This day, the 2nd of August, from here in Bangkok, in Thailand, the 1st of August, if you are in Biafra land, if you are in Britain, if you're in the United States, APC, the party of the killers of Igbo people, the party of Boko Haram, the party that made sure that we are still enslaved in this Zoological Republic of Nigeria, once again, Umunanyi in Dallas, in Atlanta, in Georgia. People without shame, no dignity, no honor. They have allowed APC, a Nigerian political party, to attend their meeting, to attend their conference. APC was there. They attended World Igbo Congress. Hausa people being allowed to go and address a gathering claiming they're fighting for Igbo people. The same people funding Boko Haram to kill us. They went to America. When Radio Biafra came, they were all running. We were in their city in Atlanta. We called them to come out. They ran away. They disappeared. Now Hausa men have come with money and they let them in. Very typical. When people say Igbo people love money so much, it is because of these people. They are in the United States. When we lamented about their conduct, their behavior, their utterances, their conduct, their everything, their perception of their lives in America, people said we are being too harsh on them. Today, they have allowed APC to address them. APC is a Hausa Islamist party. The APC attended the World Igbo Congress in Dallas, United States of America, to solicit for the support of Igbo people for the new party. Not to go and talk about the horrendous marginalization of our people. They didn't go there to talk about the Ezu River. They didn't go there to say that women are selling their children because they are hungry. They never went there to talk about the lack of construction, lack of work on the second Niger Bridge. They didn't go there to say that our children cannot go to school. They never went there to talk about the hardship you have in Igbo land. They didn't go there to talk about the economic revival of the country. They went there to ask for Igbo support, that we can vote for Buhari, so that we may be able to vote for Rocha Sokorocha, who is a Hausa man. That we may be able to vote for the party of Tinubu, the same party that are now deporting our people from Lagos. The party that is responsible for the deportation, the bombing, the killing of our people in Nigeria are being welcomed in an Igbo gathering in America. When I read such news, when I think about it, it makes me to redouble my effort. We are going to get Biafra. And God in heaven is my witness. Not only to get Biafra, but people in America will come into Biafra land with a visa. If not for any other thing. They have disgraced us as a people. That useless gathering, they continue to shame us. They are never here. World Igbo Congress in Dallas. Not World Igbo Congress in Okigwe, in Owerri, in Omuahia, in Agwata. Not World Igbo Congress in Isuochi. not World Igbo Congress in our mama Ihiala Oka Abakaliki World Igbo Congress in Dallas. World Igbo Congress. And the gift they're giving us is to invite the killers of our own people. These people in America have not heard of the rape of our women at Nsukka, Ibuzo, Irete, in Imo State. The same people that own the cattle that is ravaging our farmlands, raping our women, killing our people. They invited them to attend World Igbo Congress. And they still call it World Igbo Congress. We have all their names. As we say always, anybody who disagrees or opposes us, kindly you're free to join the enemy. As always, Wazirika has joined the enemy, Nigeria. They will fight us. Of course, we know that. But we'll defeat them. If they like those of them, you know, because the more the enemies are, the better for us. That we may prove that there is God in heaven. We have not stolen, we have not lied, God is our witness. We only want to be free. This disgrace of a people in America answering to Igbo names fathered by Hausa Fulani men. They are holding a conference in Dallas, inviting Hausa people to address you. Do you now see why Obama cannot give us Biafra in the United States? Because these are their constituents they will go to talk to about Biafra. How do you think any foreign government can take us seriously when they go and they see we are entertaining the same people we are complaining about? Does that make any sense to anybody? Here at Radio Biafra, we are educated people, learned, highly learned people. We analyze every piece of information and give it a very unique treatment. That is why if you come here, you're led by the Spirit. If you are devoted to Radio Biafra, indeed God is with you. Only those who are afraid of the truth cannot come to Radio Biafra. Only this truth can set you free. If you know what we have done wrong, you tell the public on air. The number to call is very simple. It's plus 66 is a Thailand number. Plus 66 81 300 3120. I repeat that you can tell the world wherever you are what wrong Radio Biafra has ever done before. Plus 66 81 300 3120. Plus 66 for those in America to understand. Plus 66 81 300 3120. You people are a disgrace to us. People that killed your relatives, 3.5 million, you invite them to address you. People that killed continue to bomb you to death till today. They are there addressing an Igbo gathering. Ask yourself, how many of you before has ever been invited to an Arewa meeting, to address an Arewa meeting? How many of you? How many of you? That tells you. We also have our Skype here should they want to join us. God knows I will fight for Biafra. I fight for Biafra now for 20 hours a day, sometimes 24 hours. Now I will not sleep at all. If I can help it. Biafra is going to come. People say they want to enjoy freedom when Biafra comes. I want to add another thing. The greatest joy I will ever have is to have all these people in World Igbo Congress going and queuing for visa to come to Biafra. They disgrace. Barrister Mamez is with us. I'm sure he is not as pleased as I am. We have other news that we are presenting. We also have the issue of one senator, as always. You know, last 2 weeks they told us that Shekau is dead. Today they are saying that they took Shekau for granted. Nobody can tell the truth. That is why they don't like Radio Biafra. And in Ekweziokwu, we speak the truth. We told them Shekau is not dead. They wanted to con the U.S. government of money. Even the military people in Nigeria are criminals. They wanted to go and take the ransom money from the U.S. They said, oh, we think he's dead. Give us the money. And America said, no, we won't give you. Because you're a bunch of liars. Of course, they catch it in very diplomatic language. Sometimes Radio Biafra drives away evil spirit. Bad people don't listen to us because they find it offensive when you speak the truth. Darkness will find it offensive. We are the children of the Lord. That is why we say that we are the rising sun. Wherever there is sun, there is no darkness. And that is what Radio Biafra represents. Please, Barrister Mamezi, you are free to come in to give us your understanding of what we're presenting, your perspectives, your views, your opinion, your analysis, that our people here in the studio may be able to join in before we go to take some calls, please. Barrister, are you with me? Barrister Mamezi, can you hear me? No, I don't think he can. For some reason, I hope that the lines here are okay. Our line seems to be okay. Barrister, can you hear me? This is amazing.
Yes, Director, can you hear me?
What is going on? Are you stepping away from where you are?
No, Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. I'm assuming you stepped away from where you are. Please, Barrister, I don't need to sleep on duty. Our people are waiting. Could you please tell them what you're making of the news we're presenting, please? Then there is a problem now then. There is definitely a problem because the connection is intermittent and that should not be the case. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. I can hear you loud and clear.
Then go ahead, please. We are waiting. The world is waiting for you.
All right. Thank you once again, Director. And thank you very much, Chidera, for the news you brought before us. Let me go straight to this secretary, to the APC or AAP, whatever it is, Osita Okechukwu, who has been analyzing how the Igbos, or Kanezi Ndibo and all the Igbos, have been helping the PDP. And for how many years, PDP has never done anything for the Igbo. And now he's trying to position the Igbo to APC. The newly formed APC just simply for Islamic ruling. That is what APC is for. Now, this Osita Okechukwu wants to put our faith towards that corner so that we start worshipping those ones as well. Now, when he's saying that PDP has never done anything for the Ndibo, what makes him believe that APC will do anything for the Ndibo? He just goes there to feed his own pocket, just like we are seeing all those even in America.
There is definitely a problem. We shall try to resolve it. Barrister Mamezi may be able to come back to us anytime from now. And we are looking to resolve it. And resolve it we shall, because we are Biafrans. Or please, Barrister, you can come back to us via Skype. If you do so, we shall also be very, very grateful. Please, 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 let us go and get the opinions of everybody in the studio today regarding what we are presenting. In case you're not familiar with it or you're just joining us, the time now is 19 minutes to 2 a.m. here in Bangkok. We are in Thailand. We announce again to the world that our leader in Thailand is hosting Radio Biafra. We are not staying in his house, of course, but we are doing him the honor of broadcasting from his house because he's a great man, and we are doing everything we can to make sure that everything is okay. We are going to break with protocol. We shall take this call before we get our analysis. Please let nobody try to assume that that is a cue for them to call Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Turn your system down. Can you hear me? You are listening to your system and listening to us. He is not serious. We shall proceed, please, to go around to let us, you know, have your opinion as to what you make of what you're presenting today, please.
My fellow Biafrans, my opinion in the news that our sister led for us today about the Igbo people inviting the Hausans and means, you know. Sometimes you ask yourself, what do they think about our enemies, you know, the people that have been killing us since 1960. The reason why we fight the Nigerian Biafran war is because these people don't want us in their midst. They never invited us in whatever they are doing. And the worst part of it is that these people in USA are the people that we have been looking up to as the people who are wise, you know, wise enough to know their left and right. What is going on over there? You know? What is happening to you guys? Don't you know that since 1960 that these people have been trying in every way to marginalize us? They are trying to make us their underdog. They are trying to make us their slaves. What is going on? You know about this. You cannot tell me that the people in USA don't know about this. So, you know, I don't know how to start. Because these people in USA are the people that we are looking up to be the people who will be setting examples for us to be following. Now, what is going on? What? Who is doing this to them? Huh? Are they no longer our brothers? Shall we regard them as our enemies too? I beg in the name of God that our people in USA should rethink. I know they are wise. I know our people there are very wise people. I want them to rethink and come back. I want them to join the Lady of Biafra. I want them to push with us. So many of them are U.S. citizens. We need them. We will never reject them, you know. We want them. We want them to join the Lady of Biafra. We want them to join the Biafran people to push for our freedom. We don't need to ask somebody to give us our freedom. If you are inviting them thinking that you will ask them to give us our freedom, no. We will take it. We don't need to embrace them to get our freedom. We will take our freedom. They don't have it. We have it. It's up to us to take it. So, I don't want to say anything bad about our Biafran people in USA. No matter what, they are still our people. We are not going to throw them away.
Your own, not mine. I'm throwing them away.
Please, my brother, no problem. But when the time comes, you know, we will still resolve that issue you have with them. But I don't know why they are trying to embrace somebody who is trying to cut off their head. Or maybe they have forgotten where they come from. They have forgotten that, you know, we are not Nigerians and we will never be. So that's my opinion. My name is Christopher Ndubisi Okeke from Ogunloko government.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. People are trying to get through and we are doing everything humanly possible to secure the line for Barrister Mamezu. If there has been some interruption, some sort of intermittent in our approach, you must forgive us. We are away from our studios in London. We are in Bangkok, in Thailand, and the home of our leader here, Pastor Levi, I call him affectionately. He has, you know your full name, I can never get around it. You say it again before you speak.
Pastor Olivier
Emeziton. That is good. Emeziton. Emeziton. Especially our brothers in the United States who are busy dancing around Nigerian politicians without shame, without honor. Barrister Mamezu is finally with us and he will speak to us. Barrister, please go ahead.
Yes, sorry, Director. You know, is the distance. So the line is very unsteady. And in fact, listening to you on this Skype is a bit playing up intermittently.
But it's let's manage. And your voice is crisp. Your voice is very, very crisp. Crisp and clear here. Very, very clean. Please go ahead.
Very clear. Okay. Thank you, Director. Yes, I was actually saying that the secretary, who is an Igbo man to the APC, claiming that our faces now should now go to the APC instead of PDP. How long has PDP been in government and what have they done for the Igbo? And he believed and convinced that the APC now will do good for the Igbo. He's deluding himself. All of them who who have taken part in sharing and trying to drive our spirit onto the people that are killing us, who do not want us in existence. I don't know what is wrong with our paper director. I don't know. You see, when we try to remove this tag, or if you like, label that they place on the Igbo people that we love money, some of our brothers and sisters cannot allow that to stand. What is the reason that a whole Igbo Congress should allow the APCN to come and address them? For what? Now, the first news Chidera read was talking about how the Igbo Congress are trying to say that they have been marginalized in Nigeria, there is no this, there is no that. They have not talked really what the people want. They haven't consulted their own people. 2 days ago, was it your professor? What's the name of this professor who is now trying to dance our own tune, saying that there should be some kind of
Ben Wabweze.
That's correct, Ben Wabweze is now trying to come to our own view that there should be some kind of conference for everybody to decide what they want and how they should want it. Why can't the Igbo Congress think towards that line? All of them are just thinking how to fill their own pocket. How greed will kill all of them. They will not talk about the people at home. What is their problem? What is affecting them? What is causing the trouble that we have back home in Biafra land? All the after the houses they built in Lagos, the ones they have in Dallas, and the money in Switzerland, they are being deceived, being moved around by money. That all of them will one day die and go down 6 foot without even carrying a single heart to the grave. The people do not think about their future. All they think is what they can see. Short-termism. That is what they are all after. The Igbos have been called different names and been positioned in different characters, yet they are playing it. And it's happening. Director, thank God we are not part of all this wickedness. Thank God that we are pursuing a different agenda from them. Let them carry on and join with APC, APN, and TB, BTP, and whatever they want to enjoy with.
And TB, Joshua, who knows?
We have chosen a line that will restore Biafra in order to save our own people. We are not greedy. We are not selfish. We are not looking for what we gain today and tomorrow, because the next day nobody can tell. But those in America whose plan is to stay there, we all drive big cars here. We all have the money they have here. Yet, we devoted our time to serving our own people. We devoted our time to see that it's not only us enjoying here. People at home don't have electricity. What does it take to have electricity? People at home don't have good water, drinking water. What does it take to have good drinking water? The same money, all of them put it in their separate banks. Selfishness. They don't think about those who are dying until when it happens to their own immediate family. Surely it will happen to their own immediate family. They think they've run away. All of us should have just folded our legs and stay wherever we are. Let those at home die. Director, whatever anybody does, I wait for them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, Barrister Mamezu. Please do not disappear on me. You will remain where you are. The lines have been very, very problematic, but we have resolved it. Please stay on Skype if you may. Yes, now we go to our host here, our leader here in Thailand, who has been doing an excellent job, I must say. Excellent, excellent work so far. Please, what do you make of the news we are presenting today? We know you're a very quiet person. You're a pastor. You preach. But when it comes to the issue of Biafra, I don't know if it's too much emotion, sentimental attachment to Biafra. You find it very difficult to speak because of your love for your people, which is very evident in how you have hosted Radio Biafra and your enthusiasm from when you started calling Radio Biafra long, 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 long time ago. Please, what do you make of what we are presenting today? What are your views, your opinion on any range of subjects relating to Biafra, please?
Well, fellow Biafras all over the world, I'm very, very happy.
Your microphone is off, I think. Yeah.
Hello, Biafras all over the world. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Nandi, I think my name has been on the earth for a long time. I am pastor. Reverend Pastor Levi Ike Emezite Oha. I'm a freeborn of Igbo land, Biafra land. I'm happy to be in your midst tonight to broadcast to the whole world. But before I go on, there's a song I compose for Biafras here in Thailand. It's a popular song that we normally sang. Because now I'm in Biafra land, because I'm in Thailand, but now I'm in Radio Biafra. I want to say it to the world to hear me today. We must actualize Biafra. It's already online. I want to say it in this way. If you read the book of Exodus chapter number 9, verse number 1, there was a word there. The Lord even spoke to his people. We are Israel's tribe. We are from Israel. There's nothing we can do until we reach that promised land. What was that my song? I put it this way. Nigeria, let my people go. Jehovah Jireh is calling them. Allow Biafra to go to the promised land. Nigeria, let Biafra go. Nigeria, let Biafra go. Nigeria, let Biafra go. The Lord is great, is calling them. Nigeria, let Biafra go. I just composed this song for all Biafras all over the world. Nigeria must leave Biafras to go. Allow them to go and serve their living God. Anybody say that there will be nothing like Biafra, there's nothing like that person here on earth.
Amen.
If you read Exodus chapter 8, verse number 20, God commanded them. Pharaoh, the Pharaoh we're having today is Nigeria before us. He said, let my people go to serve me. And if they fail, if you read the Bible, that's place, the same place I quoted, down to even verse 5 of it. If you read from verse 1, down to verse 5 of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, to 5. He said, if they fail to allow my people Biafra to go, they will suffer it. So I'm not afraid of Biafra. Today you are hearing about Boko Haram and all the rest of them. More harms are coming to Nigeria unless they allow Biafra to go back to their home. Yeah, you know, the other day I'm hearing they deport our people from Lagos, deport from this, even from Thailand, they deport our people too. And if we are deported, we are going home. Yeah, unless Nigeria government allow Biafra to go, there will be no peace with all of them. That's why Obasanjo the other day said, there's no good leader. Another person rise up and say, there's no good leader. How can they stand? Unless they allow the people of God, they are holding ransom for years. If they fail to allow them to go, no peace. Nothing will go well for them. They will come and tap our oil. They will come and get all our mineral resources and go home. But nothing will work out. I'm happy that they are collecting all those things. But if you look of poverty in that nation, they are number one. Where is that money going to? They get a lot of things from Igbo land, Biafra land, and I think they will make it. Our people says, this is the time we are hoping. Whether Igbo Congress, Nigeria Congress, or this and Congress, I don't care to know any Congress. What I care to know is what I can do to go to my father's land, my promised land, my Biafra land. I don't need security in Biafra land. It's my home. I have been in Thailand for years now. I can walk out any time and come in at any time. That's why I say I love Thailand. Sometimes, if not because of this Biafra of 18, I don't want to go back to Nigeria. I don't want. But how I wish the whole world will hear me today. I have cried the other day. I'm crying again. Unless Nigeria allow Biafrans to go back to their home and serve their God, there will be nothing good in that land. Let them try to do election. Let them pick any woman to be their president tomorrow. Let them pick anybody to be. Let them come and take me tomorrow to be their president. There will be no peace. I fight that name is called Nigeria.
That is correct.
The Bible have said it clear. That's why I put the Bible and tell you. If we are really tribes of Israel, that is the answer there. Exodus chapter 9, verse number 1, verse number 2 said it clear. So I am using this opportunity to beg Nigeria. I'm saying it again. If Nigeria fail to allow Biafra to go, they are going to suffer.
That is true.
Let them hear my voice today. Let them allow the people of God to go and serve their God. I cannot serve the God of Hausa people.
That is correct.
I cannot. They call it the same God, but we're not the same God.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at our culture, it's quite different. Our culture is different from Yoruba. Our culture is different from Hausa, finally, as we are saying it today. Who can tell me that I am going to worship their God? I have my God, Jehovah Shineke. Eshedai, Elohi. Chukwa abiyama ina po. Apetron wana anu chukwa abiyama. Eka ina po. Ayawusa ma yewa abiyama.
No, he doesn't know that.
Oye yudu vama yewa abiyama. So Jehovah ka ina po kobe yena yaka. Ana akbara niya wogaye. Yaka ajibaka lo boda abo Thailand na se. Na yagbapo wali ile si sero na bako. Odi haige mene ka ime. Okay, this transformer of a ten. Transmitter of a ten. Let me tell you. I am believing God. Before September ending, we are going to get that
of course we will. Live. Amen. Live. We'll get it. Of course,
we are going to get it live. Yes. I am using this opportunity to tell all over the world, all BFS, all over the world. Forget who is this and that. Bring out that money we have been spending and getting in abroad. Let us use it and go home, and develop our beloved land, Biafra. I think I'm talking much, but let the world hear me. That's what I'm saying. God has said it, and we are going home.
Amen.
And anybody that says we cannot go home to our promised land, the person will suffer the curse. That is the answer.
Of course. Clear. They will. Now clear, and forever. Clear. Thank
now
you forever. Very much.
God bless you all that hear me today.
Don't say they are not going away. So you're still staying here with us. You're not going anywhere yet. So you remain.
Yeah,
God will bless them at the end of the program, not before the program ends. Because if they listen halfway and go, God will not bless them.
Yes,
you have to stay till the end of the program to get this blessing. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, and we are broadcasting from Bangkok in Thailand, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
My name is Ed Nemeka. I'm calling from the United Kingdom. I have a very important message to send to my people.
What is your surname? Ahanna Gobogene.
Ahanna Mwebobike.
That is better. Please proceed. The world is listening.
I just want to address my fellow Biafrans regarding the issue that is happening or arising in Nigeria. I want everybody to get their pen and papers and get it ready. And we have to share information, and the information come across all the time to the people of Biafra. We know what is happening in Nigeria, in the zoo called Nigeria, and we must not relent in passing information across to make sure that our nation, Biafra, stands. So get your paper. We give everybody 30 seconds to get their paper and start writing down. Biafra must surely stand. What the nation is doing at the moment, the zoo called Nigeria, they are trying to dominate the whole Nigeria. In fact, to be honest, that nation has been dominated halfway. All Nigerians, whether you like it or not, you have been pushed towards not Christianity, but towards a religion called Muslim or Islam. To start with, there's a man called the former Nigerian military leader called Muhammad Buhari, who comes from a CPC. His CPC is the Congress for Progressive Change. This man has now joined a new party called APC. Now, what I'm trying to say in effect is this: APC is the party that has been formed to destroy our nation. I will start to name them. All Nigerian People's Party, called NPP, Kano State Governor, Rabi Musa Kwankosa, is a Muslim. All Nigerian People's Party, NPP, Sokoto State Governor, Abubakar Aliyu Yabo, is a Muslim. He's a member of APC. Just start noting them. All Nigerian People's Party, NPP, Yobe State Governor, Alhaji Ibrahim Gaidam, is a Muslim. All Nigerian People's Party, NPP, Niger State Governor Mauza Babangida Aliyu is a Muslim. All Nigerian People's Party ANPP Adamawa State Governor Murtala Nyako is a Muslim. All Nigerian People's Party ANPP Jigawa State Governor Sule Lamido is a Muslim. This region I've just mentioned now are in the north region of Nigeria. I have nothing against the Muslims, but with the basket or with the plans they have in mind against our nation, Biafra, we must stand and say goodbye to Nigeria this time around. Coming to the Western region, all Progressive Congress APC, Lagos State Governor, Babatunde Fashola is a Muslim. All Progressive Congress APC, Oyo State Governor, Abiola Ajimobi is a Muslim. All Progressive Congress APC, Kwara State Governor, Alhaji Abud Fata Ahmed is a Muslim. All Progressive Congress APC Ogun State Governor Senator Ibikunle Amosun is a Muslim. All Progressive Congress APC, Ekiti State Governor, Kayode Fayemi, is a Muslim. All Progressive Congress APC, Ondo State Governor, Olusegun Mimiko, is a Muslim. Invariably, all the key six states in Yoruba land, the west, southwest of Nigeria, are all Muslim.
All of them, all the states.
All of them are
amazing.
Muslim. So, if you're Yoruba, ask yourself a question.
My goodness.
What is going on? So, in the eastern region, what they want to do is this. They want to get the key supporters of our people, who we fall in love with, who we love, who we really cherish their eager and their effort to make sure that good governance comes to our land. They want to buy those people out. In that sense, they have gotten the person of Senator Ngige, PDP, former governor, who moved to ACN and later now has joined APC. Followed by Governor Rochas Okorocha, PDP, who moved to ABGA and now has joined APC. So my people, if you have missed any of this record, record this thing or this very broadcast for today. Try to go back tomorrow, possibly, or anytime you've got chance or time, and just listen to the broadcast and make note and say no to APC, no to Nigerian Zoological Government, and let us stand on our Biafra. On Biafra, I stand. So open your eyes and boycott APC, boycott the zoo called Nigeria, and stand on Biafra. They are coming to conquer you. You must, whether you like it or not, if you don't act now, you will eventually become a Muslim. By the time they get all the governors all the Muslim governors in all the states in Nigeria, they will Islamize Nigeria, whether you like it or not, and you become a Muslim. So open your eyes, come back to your senses, join the struggle, Radio Biafra. There's nothing bad with that at the moment, and with God, they will not do anything wrong in the future. We stand on Biafra, we stand solidly behind Radio Biafra, and we stand solidly behind our people. Thank you. And thank you, everybody. God bless Biafra.
Don't go anywhere. Stay where you are. Don't thank us and go. Remain where you are, because the issue you raise, they are phenomenal. They go to the heart of the problem. And I thank you, my dear brother, for, how can I put it, adding flesh to the bone. Maybe we've been chewing bone all this while. What our brother just did is to add flesh to it. This is to tell the world that listeners of Radio Biafra, those that are tuned to listen to radio, are intelligent people. When we said no to APC, people didn't quite understand why we said no. They want to go and bring Danjuma that Kiragi runs to come to our land to campaign. May God help him. They are trying to Islamize us by force. They have taken Ngige. APC Kangige is a failed human being. Regardless of what they do, he can't win Anambra State. Even if he does, of course, that will be the last election in Anambra State anywhere, conducted by Nigeria. Our people must know that given what this our brother have just elicited, what he has just listed out for the whole world to hear, are they telling me that there is nobody in World Igbo Congress in America that knows what this brother knows? Is that what they're telling me? That what Nnemeka is telling us, incidentally, the name of my son, what Nnemeka is telling us now, that there is nobody American in the whole World Igbo Congress that knows about this? Is that what they're telling us? That they are all so ignorant with their PhDs that they could not know that Yoruba land has been taken over, that it was these bigots, Tinubu and Buhari, two Islamic bigots that formed APC. Now they have sent us Rochas Okorocha as their messenger to come and survey the land. Rochas Okorocha is building a monument, a tower to Islamic faith. As you enter, in fact, Arewa, as you enter the government house, you know, we're on the left-hand side. It's there for anybody to see. It's a wall. You see the Islamic symbols on top of it. It's not hidden. Today, people are telling us to leave them to forgive our people in America. One after the other. They are mad people.
Let me add something here. What we need to do is we need to reorient our people. I urge every Biafrans to listen to this today's broadcast. Go through all this list and know your future. These people will never relent. There's nothing like we have changed our mind. Let us become one Nigeria. It will never happen. They will come back again and again and again and again based on their ideology. That is how it works. Their ideology is to Islamize Nigeria, whether God like, whether you like it or not. And that is will be their ideology from generation to generation. So I urge everybody to say this time around, goodbye to the zoo, Nigeria. Without any problem, if you have businesses or companies or whatever you have in that nation, Nigeria, you can still keep it. It's not a problem. You can have a property or business in another land. If you want to be comfortable there, or if you find it comfortable, stay there. But we must join hands and join force. I will not say anything against my people in America, but I think maybe they don't have confidence yet on what is happening, or they are doubting the sincerity of the Radio Biafra. But this is where we stand. And I found for the moment that this very umbrella is reliable, and there's truth in them, and that is why we must have to share information across ourselves or between one another, and make sure that we go this time around and go forever and ever and say goodbye to Nigeria and stay on our own. So if you're in America, you're doing Pan-America, whatever you're doing, please, I urge every one of you to listen to Radio Biafra, listen to what is happening. We share ideas here. We, as far as the truth and honesty is in this very Radio Biafra, Biafra must stand. And whether Nigeria likes it or not, what I have seen in this very Radio Biafra is this. With honesty and being a press, Nigeria will never stand. Whether they like it or not, if Nigeria want to stand as a nation, let them say goodbye to these people and have their peace. When they refuse to that, as far as this radio is concerned, even if they try to finish off with whoever that has established it, another group will stand again, but God forbid, to retain themselves on the same message of truth and honesty to make sure Biafra is actualized. But I'm saying this time around that you people should join us. If you're a member of MASOP and you're sincerely following MASOP until you're fed up with them, come and join Radio Biafra. This is the time we can do something. And this moment, we will do it once and for all and say goodbye to Nigeria. We are not going to fight them unless they don't want to leave us alone. When they say they don't want to leave us alone, then we say we're not going to leave you alone. And that is what all of us, we have a kind of fracas. But what we're asking for Nigeria is this. Please, let my people go. It was written in the Bible. It said, in the Bible, it was quoted. It said, let my people go. This time around, you must let those people go. Let those people go. God is asking Nigeria, let my people go. If you don't let them go, you will not stand as a nation. You are doomed. So that is what I have for now. Thank you, everybody, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Please, before we go to our dear brother here in the studio, we must take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please turn your system down and speak to the world through us, because we are in Bangkok, in Thailand. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Dr. Nandi. This is Dr. Wilson from London, Hounslow.
Thank you. You know, I'm not a doctor. I am a Nandi Kanu.
Will I call you a professor? In fact, my brother, I thank you so much. I thank you so much for the job you are doing. And I thank the people of Thailand also, where you are coming back, where you left soon, recently. And also the crew of Pastor Levy. I so much enjoy his song. What my contribution this evening that I want to say. Biafran movement is moving, is now to move forward outside, even across Igbo land now. I am begging every of our brothers, go to Facebook, invite our brothers from Cross Rivers, invite them in your own Facebook. Our brothers in Akwa Ibom, if you see their name, both Ikaite or whatever, they are our own brothers. As you get them as your brother, welcome them. Then you put them in a Biafran Facebook, because some of them don't know what is happening. This is how our news are spreading everywhere. Some of them don't know this. I've started gradually doing it. So I am urging our people, and I pray before we enter winter, we reach up to 200,000. I have never, it's only my own brothers that I have invited to Biafra Facebook. I saw them, they moved their name. But those from Akwa Ibom and the Cross River State, because I have invited them, no one has questioned me what is this all about. They keep quiet and they keep on listening, watching, reading the news, what is happening. Please, I beg every Biafrans to invite these people, even from Ebanke, Ishekiri, or whatever. As we are getting them, there are good ones. Out of 100, we may get up to 70 or 30, and the 30 we get will be the real people we need to move forward. I beg you, so that they will bring news from their own state. We can watch the news and open it. Everybody will put mouth. It's, Biafra is not only for the Igbos. It's not for only for the Umuahia or Anambra State or whatever. It's for the whole Eastern region. Please, this is my own idea. If I have spoken wrong, please, can somebody correct me? I think, in fact, my brother, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to the world. I thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes,
good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are. We are in Bangkok, in Thailand, and this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Nandi, let me use this media to thank you and to offer this song. He did not bring us out this time to take us back again.
Yes, we are listening to this song. Please continue. Are you there?
He brought us out to take us into Biafra land. He did not bring us out this time to take us back again. He brought us out to take us into Biafra land. Though giant may be on our way, we will not be afraid. He brought us out to take us into Biafra land. My name is Augustine Obi Okole.
Thank you.
I am from Delta State, Onitsholona.
Thank you very much.
My wife has been calling that when I tried to join the Freedom, since then we've been making calls and contact and with other people that are here in Spain.
Yes.
There is a word that said that can two work together unless they are one. And another word say by our Messiah, if you are not with me, you are against me. And another word say by that Messiah Christ, he said, with God all things are possible. Man, I want to assure you one thing. In the book of Judges in the Bible, Gideon intended to go to war with 32,000 people. But God said, no, I need only 300 people. People are crying. People are praying. People are holding night vigil because of what is happening in the land of Biafra. Oh, how many came to APC and then last 2 weeks we had some people, you know, went to Imo, is it Abia State, 4 kilometers away from where the burial ground rose and inaugurated this so-called party APC.
Yes.
I believe they are doing all this because of longer throat, that there is no problem. What is very important there is that, like this man that is called Osita Okechukwu, the Southeast Zonal Publicity Secretary to APC, whether in Gige, whether Rochas, whosoever, all this, if God be for Biafra, none can be against them.
That is correct.
And one important thing is that the eyes of man has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has he entered into the mind of people what God has prepared for people of Biafra. And then man, I want to assure you, please go take them inside. I want to assure you, whether one person or two or three, what God had determined to do in the land of Biafra, he will do it. Just like our brother said before, Pastor Levi.
Yes.
If Pharaoh refused to let the children of Israel go from the land of Egypt, the story had it to tell what happened to their people until they lose their last child. And if Nigeria refused to let Biafra go and mark it, as you always say, as a prophet, what is going to happen? But thank God, we help people, because if the hearts of people are not one, there is nowhere we're going. And I thank God that God has mobilized people like you, who is taking this great battle of freedom, and we shall achieve it.
Amen.
What I'm trying to say is that here in Spain, we are calling minds of people into availability, into oneness, so that we can form one hand and lift up the flag.
Yes.
God, we do it. This is not a battle of man.
That's correct.
You as a leader, whom the world is hearing his voice every day, you are doing your part. And in heaven, I want to tell you, heaven is preparing their own, as the sons of men here are also preparing their own. If this man, Osita, can go to New
Dallas,
York, Atlanta,
Dallas,
or wherever.
They went to Dallas in Texas.
Dallas, if they can go there because of
money.
I will just say, like, on the child, they have shocked. They have enticed them. And there is no problem. They can buy lies. They can buy man. They can buy any other thing. But they cannot buy God. They can buy Rochas. They can buy Ngige. They can buy Yoshita. But they are not going to buy God. Amen. And I thank God, people like you that we have in Biafra, they can't buy them. And we are here in Spain supporting, lifting up your hand, just as I call our brother 3 days ago, Ike
Chukwenyago.
Exactly, Ike Chukwenyago. I talked to him almost 3 times. Yeah, I was talking with him. He gave me hints what to do, so that we can begin to gather our people here in Spain. Because when we are saying it, many people don't know what is going on. Like today, we preach this thing in the church. We said it today. We are telling people, just like somebody that has a diamond in his own room, and other people from another compound came to his own house and be picking those things to go and regulate his own side, that it is not fair, it is unfair. And then if the Biafran people does not get this awareness and cry out, the world will not support them. So by the grace of the Almighty God, we are moving forward, and the gate of hell is not going to stop it.
Amen.
So
my name is Augustine.
As I said before, we are in the freedom fighting here in Spain, and God is going to give us our heart desire, in Jesus' name.
Amen. How is Spain faring? There is our brother Nonso is there. There is Ono as well in Spain. What is happening to the consultative council in Spain? The people in Malaysia are strong. The people in Thailand is very strong. Confirmed tomorrow. But no, later on today, is it? Or tomorrow? I don't know which is which. Later on today, we have a
this
nice
is
program.
It.
What is happening?
This is the thing
Spain?
I am saying. I am saying it because I've been calling. Last week I sent many requests in this Skype Radio Biafra. For if you people know any number of people in Spain, let them give it to me. It was 2 days yesterday. Somebody was telling me that the people they think they can do it, they are not doing it. But if I can come up, let them support me. Let them move together. Like since 2-3 days, I have got almost 10 people right from Madrid and other places. Many people don't know what is going on. So we are trying to highlight people. That is the problem. Spain is silent, and we want to move ahead, because just like what I wrote in my Skype, this thing, I don't supposed to be in a strange land, because my land is not good.
That is correct. Thank you very much, and keep on the good work, because it seems now that you're up to 10, and we tell everybody, you contact Ike Chukwenyago. in Malaysia.
I contact him. I need, if there are other prayers, I need your telephone number, and I will post my telephone number also. Let's get ourselves together and let's know what to do, please.
Okay, don't worry about that. Ikechukwu will do that from Malaysia because they are very strong. Thank you very much. He is our coordinator of all coordinators. Ikechukwu Enyaka, and also a member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We must make that very clear. He is a lion, a man who is upright, straightforward, and God-fearing. Honest people who don't listen to gossip or innuendo, they face the fact, if you have anything against us, our brand of broadcasting, our genre that we subscribe to, please may you call this number. +66 81 300 3120 and say it on the air. If you have any questions, you ask. This is Radio Biafra. Please, my dear brother, you've been waiting very, very patiently for long. You will now address the world, because anything you say here right now will be heard by millions of listeners all over the world. Please, you may proceed. If you have any questions, you ask anything that is on your mind, because we have nothing to hide. This is Radio Biafra. Please proceed.
Hello, fellow Biafrans all over the world. I am still Mr. Ngobi the Chukwuebuka Polynes. Ijego. As we are proceeding, I want to emphasize on the issue of Igbo World Igbo Congress in America. What I have to say about those people over there, all the Biafrans in America, I am very ashamed of what they are doing by inviting their enemies to their World Igbo Congress to come and address them. It don't supposed to be, because like what Nam said, there's no day any Igbo man or Biafran go to Ariwa consultative meeting or Northern Carifers meeting. Why should they invite these people to come and address them? I wonder why these people called Nigeria or Nigerians come to a table where you cooked your food and put your food on the table. These people came there and took over your food. Then you that has the food put it on the table and begin to eat the crumbs of the food, while you are the owner of the food. For example, we have our resources, and these people came from nowhere to take over the resources, take over our foods. Then, because you are with them, then they will tell you that this food is their food. Then you begin to eat the crumbs. It's not supposed. That is why we are fighting, crying, to see that God will lead us to our promised land, Biafra.
Amen. Say amen.
And as we are saying, right away from Thailand, Bangkok, we are telling all Biafrans all over the world that they should join this race with faith, because we know that God is going to actualize that United States of Biafra, definitely. So we thank God for his works. We thank Nnamdi Kanu for his wonderful job. We thank all the listeners all over the world. As a Biafran all over the world where you are, your identity is Biafra. There's no two ways about that. Thank you very much, and I believe that our aims and objectives must be actualized.
Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen and amen. Please give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra from Bangkok in Thailand.
Okay. Yes. I am very, this is, my name is David.
Yes, David. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from India.
From India. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I want to thank all the Biafrans, and I want to thank our coordinator for what he has been doing. So I've been listening to the Radio Biafra for maybe 2 weeks ago. So I was very, very happy about what is going on there. So I am calling from India, and I've heard so many things of what the Malaysia have done and what the Thailand are also doing right now. So I want to know what it takes if we Indians can invite our coordinator, because for me, if the coordinator is here and he will tell us details, and these are what he wants us to do, the people that lives in India.
Okay, what you need to do is you have to assemble not less than 10 people around you in India. Christian Wosu was there, but he couldn't do the job. You see, that is what I thought about leadership.
Sorry.
Other people have come from, they have come from India, they couldn't do it. We are praying you'll be able to do it. Are you people up to 10 in India?
It's not a problem for me. It's not a problem. I just want to know the procedure, how to do it, and for us to participate in this struggling, because we need to be up by force or by fire.
Okay. Is the number showing on the phone, does that number belong to you? Because it will be passed over to the coordinator. Is it Ketukwenyago? The coordinator.
I cannot hide my number because I'm a Biafra.
Wonderful, that is
if
very good.
If I hide my number, I can't do that. This is my number, and I want to hear and to know if there is 10 people or 20 people. I can gather it anytime, any moment, immediately, and so that we can join the queue.
Thank you very much. India is welcome on board. Ketukwenyago will give you a call. He coordinates all the coordinators. He will tell you what to do before you prepare to receive Radio Biafra. Anyị ga-asụ nke a n'okwu Igbo n'ihi na Radio Biafra bụ agbara, ọ bụ mma nnukwu mmanwụ ka ọ bụ. A na-ehipụta ya ehipụta. We don't go to everywhere. Yes, we go to places where we have Biafrans. So Ikechukwu will give you a call. Thank you very much for calling. Ikechukwu will call you. Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
And God bless you too, my dear brother. That is the honor we give to the people of Malaysia, because they are formidable. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Radio Biafra. I'm the Kalu.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Ikechukwu Amak. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany, please go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to contribute is that the Northerners are very intelligent. They know when things change, and they know how to control it. They know that the PDP government is falling apart because an Easterner is there.
That is correct.
Now, they want to change their tactics and shift to the other party. Now, they are the master, and they believe they are the master, and they say that they are the master, and they control whomever, whatever, whenever, whatever they want to do, they will do it.
That's correct.
If you watch what happened in the Puta panel, when Bembulye told the Puta panel that Igbos were marginalized, that our rights have been denied, what he said that we are the people causing our problem. that the national cake we are shared according to the state. The local house will use their own and build bridges and the roads. The western house will do also. The most people will use their money and they put inside the pocket. Who want to blame? Madam Bembulia said, yeah, you are correct on what you are saying, but why should it be whenever they want to build road to northern part of the country, they will call Julius Berger and give them the what they call it, the oil. I ask them how much will it cost. They say that it will cost 1 naira or 2 naira or whatsoever. Then they will draw, they will go and soak crude oil. What of that amount they will use to build the road? Nothing will disturb them. The same thing are applicable to the western region. Now, if they want to build anything very close to the east, they will invite all the local contractors to come and put tender. Local contractors will put tender. The work of the road might be cost 10 naira or 20 naira. After they drive on or whatever, the remaining money will not be enough to do that job again. What prevented them to give Julius Berger the contract and pay them crude oil? Now, the northerners have seen and have seen the handwriting on the wall that things are falling apart, which everybody knows that things are falling apart. They form new party.
Yes.
Now they came to East. Those are political prostitutes. Those people that see that they are learned, but they are stupid. They are idiots because they don't know anything.
Their brains are empty.
They will use them and they use them and drop them.
Of course, they will.
They have used they have used us enough. World Igbo Congress, APC went there for what? Have you ever had an Igbo man visit Narewa when they are doing meeting in the northern part of the country? Who brought you to enter there?
They will never come there.
You will first of all remove your shoe. You can even remove your trouser and bow down for that idiot called their boss. Now, World Igbo Congress invited them. They were there. And I heard that these people are challenging the Nigerian government in World Court or so. Who are they representing, please?
Exactly.
Let us tell ourselves the truth.
It's themselves.
Let us tell ourselves the truth. These people are deceivers. These people are Satan. They only know about their family. And no more. But Nnamdi, I promise you, one day we shall get what we want. We can never be a slave forever. We are marginalized. And they turned our land to be a barren land. Nnamdi, all these stupid people, have they ever reasoned why Niger still first iron and steel dose in West Africa? What happened to that company up to today?
Is dead.
My dad worked under that company. And they have a very mighty land. They reserve for this iron and steel industry. During that time, Ron Umeni was there with somebody Ezekwe. All the Biafra engineers were working under Niger State, including my father Amako, Donald Amako. When the white people left the country, what happened? These people sent young boys to Europe to study about the iron and steel. After 2 years, 3 years, they came back. What they had that Niger State had been closed, they shifted to Ajokute.
That is correct.
See, today,
it's dead.
Thousands and thousands of people working on that Niger State remain jobless. Niger State Company Limited, Thomas Alberto's, Niger Gas, all these companies were situated in Enugu.
By Dr. Michael Opara did all these things. It's all dead.
My, bro- my These people are very intelligent. Sometimes they say that Igbo people are wise or intelligent. We are foolish people.
We are not.
Because the houses, they are the master, and their people, Gaman can never feel hungry. They will always watch when things will change, and they change. Akwari Egu, Akwari Ankwa, Awari, I change Egu. But our people always dance in this old system.
The same tune.
And call themselves leaders.
Terrible.
They are stupid. Mandy, I hope God will hear our prayer.
He said it already. We are in the home of a reverend pastor. We are prayers, yes.
I told some of my friends living here, I told them we are in exile. Because?
My brother, you round off for us very quickly. Our coordinator is here.
Finally, I hope God will give you power to continue with good message. May God bless Biafra.
Amen. And God bless you. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you, and God bless you as well. Thank you very much. We are getting calls from India. They must wait. We are not going to announce the name of the brother on air. We don't want people calling him on the air, Niling Willy. We want you, if you have anything to do, to contact Malaysia, please. Malaysia will be able to sort you out. Ikechukwu and his team are very formidable. They will help us. The editorial board are very busy in London. We have other things to do, but the clerical and administrative work for the struggle is presently based in Malaysia, where Ikechukwu and Nyaga is running our operations. Please, Zosita, you will now address our people. After a very long time, you've been waiting very patiently. But our callers are key. The lines are going off both here and there, everywhere they want to speak. But it's the man Mezu can't even get in to speak. Nonso is holding on the line. I mentioned his name. He called. He's holding on the line. Please, go ahead.
Thank you so much, Director. I am so delighted to take mic this time. And I must thank our brother who bring this information of all these born criminals to us this night.
Yeah, I just a little bit and more. That's it. Yeah, and then you speak up. You speak when you speak at the meetings. Your voice is very, very strong, and that's what we want to hear. We want people to hear the strength in your voice because you've been running all over the place coordinating our people here. Please go ahead.
So I thank that our brother so much. I am very happy to hear this information from this our brother from.
Nemeka is his name.
I'm so London. Much happy, and I promise him I jot this out, and we must go through this. And I have one point in this today's topic about this people of Shaku. They say they are Shaku take them in on our way. Such an English, we don't buy such an idea, such an English anymore. We can't keep fooling ourselves, and they can't keep fooling us anymore. We are no longer interested in their vocabulary and whatever they say. And in terms of our brother and our sisters in America, quite all right, it's unfortunate that they keep disappointing us. We even crying when the director Radio Biafra will go to America. They fail us. Now they are doing
well. We were in Dallas. They ran away. They said they are going to work. Now they have found time off work.
Yes, they can't be busy in their work again. They now have a free day to attend Arewa people, Fulani people. You know, it's unfair. You know, sometimes I keep imagining which kind of our people are they same. Are they the same Igbo people like me? Are they the same? Is it the same blood of Igbo race that is flowing in our vein, that is also flowing in those people's vein? I keep wondering that. I'm not sure of that. So please, we are pleading on them. Any way they have crossed, they should come back. Nothing, we repeat, nothing can stop us in this struggle, in this journey which we have started. Nothing can stop us. Anything, any people at all, if they like, let them invite. We cannot relent any longer. Biafra, we stand. Biafra have come to stay, and Nigeria have come to fall. Unless they let us go in peace. We are never be a Nigerian, can never be. Nigeria have never been one, and can never be. How long are we going to stay in this slavery? How long are we going to keep brought up our children without studying, without academic learning level. You know why they are sending their children abroad, all in teenage age, they send them, flying them abroad to study in the bigger universities and the international university. You know, yet the people who have the resources of the country are suffering, dying in hunger, selling their children. It's unfair. So our people really need to wake up and open their eyes and rethink. Let them take out this Nigerian mentality inside their senses. So please, our people, I'm keep begging them to really come back from their mistakes, to really rethink that. If you think you are whatever you feel you are, remember those who are suffering down there in our Biafran land. Thank you so much, Director, as we proceed.
Thank you very much. You have been doing wonderful work. I say it because I don't hide anything. In fact, this country is not for you. Your country needs you somewhere else. People will need to give us help to be able to move our youngsters in Jubina Nwoko, intelligent young people, to begin to position them to work for their country. Because we said we are going to bring down Nigeria, and that's what we're going to do. Aniga Kwatu ye to fall before everybody. I like the analogy the brother brought up about Gideon. That is why we speak with authority. We don't need too many people. For what? So that the glory of God will be diminished. We want to get Biafra in such a way that Biafra itself will be offered to God as a sacrifice forever and ever. Our children, their children's children, every generation born to any Biafran family, we say that there is God in heaven because he set us free. That is why we don't count on people who are fools. We count on those that will bring us Biafra in truth and honesty. And also, remain where you are. From Spain, because people have been very, very slow and lazy. We don't like it. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Michael Udem. I'm calling from Switzerland.
From Geneva. Switzerland. From Geneva in Switzerland. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah. So, I must first of all appreciate the fact that you've been putting together into this struggle with other members of your colleague. We appreciate the idea that you have adopted. What we're trying to also figure out in this issue is this Radio Biafra. We hope that it's originally Radio Biafra. It's not that type of game or something that maybe people are looking for one way or the other to get something in their pocket, and after they will dump their brothers and find their way, like the way Wazirika has done to myself, sort of that.
Yes, you are. I'll address you before you continue. Thank you very much. It's a very beautiful question, and I love it anytime they ask that question.
Yeah.
What I said to them is that, you know, that by their fruits you shall know them. Is that correct? If you have been listening to Radio Biafra, you will know that I say one thing every blessed night, that Radio Biafra is incorruptible. Incorruptible. We are not like other people and can never be. There are no people like us. I don't want money. My wife is beautiful. I have a very beautiful son. What do I need money for? So my wife is not going to. No, my wife will not leave me to run to another man. So what? Yeah. Do I have any problem? I don't have any problem.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. I must finish this so that we understand.
Okay.
To be associated with Biafra, the group of people that will get Biafra, nobody will remember any rich man. Nobody will remember any wealthy man. The people that will get Biafra will be immortalized. They will become immortals. Although they may die, but they will live forever. That is something that no amount of money can buy. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So may I proceed?
Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So Well, I'm also trying to add, so the whole thing is, if you look at the situation of the Biafran people, I could not say Igbo people, because when I say Igbo people, it seems like we are extracting other people around us, like the Calabas, the Eta people, because they are all our brothers. We've been putting into struggle together for a very long time, and I mean, we don't have to be using that word Igbo, Biafra, you know. It somehow sends some kind of a division among ourselves, because although part of the thing is that a lot of people are uneducated in Biafran land today due to the potential poverty in the eastern area. So a lot of youth, they have scattered all over the world, both in Nigeria, both in Niger. There's that country like Niger or Chad, you can find Igbo people, I don't know what they're doing there, or all a sort of a struggle to survive. And right now, if you look at the situation in the eastern side also, you could see some kind of harm people are, or the easterners are doing to themselves, like kidnapping, killing, high trade, other kind of stuff, you know, putting a fake governor that are there to sell their own people in the interest of money. So, the whole thing is this, we have to really try to educate our people, especially those in outside country that they are lack a kind of education to know what's going on, because we are blind, we are completely blind from the political system, the system that is going on in Nigeria. We are completely blind, we don't know what's going on, and look at the whole situation, you find out that I mean, the mic of Biafra is totally collapsing. And if something is not done properly, we will find it so difficult to regain ourselves. Sort of this is, look at our young ladies up to date, they are not getting married to their loved ones anymore. They are looking for a rich man. Actually, it's good to get rich. I mean, to go in a rich home as a female anyway. But the way we're looking at the whole thing these days, we adopt the Western culture and we are abusing it. Our guests doing kind of divorces, all those ladies in Nollywood, they're doing all kind of shit, you know. And they're supposed to be a model to other young ones that are coming up. They're supposed to be model to them, show them the way, show them how they're supposed to look, what they're supposed to act like, you know, as Igbo female. But they are there, looking for a Brazilian wig or whatever, pushing their skin, divorcing as well. Most of them are divorcing because this is what is happening in Western world. Most of the celebrities are in 54 and they are left alone with a single mother or kind of a childless or other kind of, you know. I mean, this is what is going on right now in Igbo land and all part of the eastern area, because they are the majority in the Nollywood industry. So, that apart, on the female side, this is what is happening, and we have to re-educate our people to let them know who we are, where we are coming from. We are quite a religious people in the olden days. Even when I was very young, when I was staying in Nigeria, or in Zulando, we call it, when I was here,
in the zoo. When your days in the zoo,
that's I guess true. Yeah, it's supposed to be zoo anyway, because I was living happy there. I remember when I used to dance a gedege with my twin sister. We live a kind of we live a kind of natural life. Whether you live a happy life, you know your loved ones, you miss them out even in a minute when you don't see them. But this time around, it's not like that in Eastern side. Everything is going through hatred. Enviness. People are killing their own brothers or all sort of that. So we really need to re-educate our youth. Look at our people outside here. Some of them don't even know their left and right. Some of them don't even know to approach in a situation like this. They don't even know what to say. They don't even know where to start. Some of them, if you ask them why are they fighting for Biafra, they say oil. Oil. What is oil? Oil is just a natural resource that can disappear at any time. We are talking about people with intelligence, people that can invent technology, people that can to make things happen in their country. Biafra is a kind of, the way I see Biafra tribe, I see them as a city that can represent can be a model to African people like Japan, what to.
Yes, you will round up for us because you're going on for too long. We'll restrict our callers to only 2 minutes.
Yeah,
we
have okay, sorry, just to round up, we have to show role model to other parts of the African, like Japan is to Asia, America is to America, England is to Europe, other kind of stuff, you know. We don't need to be talking about resources and other things. We are fighting for our survival, to be who we are, you know, to be safe in our land. So we really need to be educating through this radio. Thank you so much for your hard work and what you have done. But try to also to be educating our young people outside, to let them know what is going on. I mean, the way they should be approaching things, and not to be calling data person is not evil, or Calabar is not evil, or Ebony person is not evil. We have to know that we are all one, even though they divide us half to half. The way that divided us, fat is fat, fat, other kind of stuff. We have to still know who is our brothers, who, where we are. Joe Achuzie fought from Biafra, he's from Delta State. Philip Defiong is second in command, he's from Calabar. We have to know that we are all
there
one.
There is nothing like Delta State. Delta State does not exist, it's an Igbo territory. All the way from Ebanke to Asaba, the Igbo people, they speak Igbo.
Okay,
nobody can call them Delta.
Okay, thank you for that education. That's what we need to know.
We've been announcing it on Radio Biafra for the world to know. But we do appreciate your call. And join us wherever you are. It is important. Thank you very much for calling. Nonso has been waiting on the line. We don't know if he's got the patience enough to still remain there. Are you still there?
Yes, I do, Director.
No, so you are calling from Spain.
Yes, Director, from Barcelona, Spain, Director.
Spain continues to be a disappointment to our people. What?
No, Director, that's not the case. Spain is working so hard, and we are doing all we can do to sensitize our people. And we have a lot of people already here in Barcelona, but I don't know where the guy called from. Our information is on Facebook, it's everywhere. Even last time, one guy called me, say he wrote to Carol Monde, and Carol Monde gave him a number to call. So if that guy really want to know how we're going on here in Spain, he could know. He can go to Facebook. The information is there. And we are doing, and we are planning and to do this thing on November, no, September 11th. Catalan people have their independent day, and we are planning to go with them and manifest with our flag and our flyers. So if we want to do that, you can join us too. We are here doing a great job, Director. I don't talk too much. I don't come on net every day and say what I'm doing. We have so many people here in Barcelona. We are looking for 10 people, 10 strongman people, and we have 7 already. And we have a lot of people know. We have sensitized Barcelona, and so many people know about Radio Biafra in London. They're listening, but that is not what we need. I believe in action. I don't believe in talk. So if that guy wants to know what we are doing, he can call. Or you can give him the number, he can call, he can join us. It don't mean to go on net and start saying this, that. No, start doing something where you are.
But so he is doing something. You're telling me that all this while you guys have been working, that you don't have up to 10 people who are dedicated to the consultative council of the whole Biafran people. Is that what you're telling me? There are no Biafrans around where you are. They only listen. They have not come
yet.
You are not up to where you are.
Director, we have 7 people who are dedicated. That's what I'm saying. So I don't have a 2-word.
When is the Catalan issue coming up? Because they are very close. 11, because they wrote to
11
us.
To September, and we are going to march with them. So if that guy want to join us, I don't know where he is. Maybe in Barcelona or in Madrid. I don't know. Spain is too big. We have Barcelona, we have Madrid, we have Valencia, we have Basco, we have Galicia. So I don't know where the guy is. In Barcelona, they know us. People have know everything about Radio Biafra. They know the listener. But I need a soldier. I don't need a listener. I need a soldier. So if you can join me, you join me. And if you don't want to join me, be a listener. It's okay for you.
Okay, you are 7 already. You have 3 more to go. But continue the good work you're doing. Thank you very much. But across the board, if you can align with Ono and a few other people, you should be more. You should be more than 30 in Spain. You should be more than 30. And that's
of course we are. Of course we are. Of course that's not the case. I say we need soldiers, not about listener. If that guy can do anything with us, he can work together. We can talk through Skype. We can talk through Skype. We have a meeting through Skype. But that's not what we need now. What we need now is soldiers. If he has people, let him bring them. We are ready.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Of course, we believe in you. I mentioned your name and you called, which is wonderful. Goes to show that you're listening.
Because I listen very carefully, Director. I listen very carefully.
I know you do. And God bless you and our people there. Thank you very, very much. Yes, thank you. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling from all over the world, including, I believe, this is our... this is Radio Biafra. Give us a name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Director, this is Fred Onyali from Germany.
That is our coordinator in Germany, who disappears and reappears, which is a good thing. But Germany is growing and moving forward. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, going through the what I read about the World Igbo Congress in America, I begin to wonder if these people are with their senses. You know, we are talking of what is happening and how we want to be on our own, and they are talking of how Nigeria having rapport with APC or Aspirin or what they call it, I don't know.
APC so, is headache tablet. Aspirin, not how APC in those days.
APC. Headache tablet, yes. So I don't think they are really our people. And there's one question I want to ask in that area. Their movement, their submission to the United Nations, is it not an attempt to preempt what the Benin Human Rights Initiative and the Radio Biafra is about to do, going to the United Nations, presenting our case? Will it not do anything harmful to our movement?
You see, these are Hausa people. They were born by Hausa fathers and they put them, the only things that have Igbo names. These are the people fathered by Hausa men during the attack during the war.
Yes.
Some of them crossed over to the other side, and in the process of picking up tomatoes, they picked up pregnancy and they came back and gave birth to all manner of rubbish. Some of them found themselves in America. I hate those people. God knows how much I hate them. They are there. Hausa people will tell them they are trying to truncate what we are doing, to ruin what we are doing. Take a gapohok, rufu nufu, all of them.
They will die.
The only thing that we must say this so they understand what we are saying. Let them try. Our enemies are plentiful, I know that, because we are very truthful and straightforward and exceedingly blunt. But we will defeat all of them. The same way that the ground opened up when Moses went up the mountain to go and pick up the Ten Commandments, he will reach in again. Some people use their earrings, their necklaces, to go and mold an idol, Arosapirapi, and worship it instead of the good God in heaven. The ground opened up and swallowed them. All these people will perish, all of them. God in heaven knows. Because, if he is God, they must surely die, all these people in World Igbo Congress. They are evil people. Allowing those that killed 3.5 million of our people in their midst, God will visit death upon their families. They will die. The same way that those people died. Answering you, Gojuku, Ifeanyi, Ikechukwu, doesn't mean you're an Igbo person. It doesn't mean you're a Biafra. It means nothing. After all, the monkey that controls River State, his name is Rotimi Amaechi. That's his name. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't, of course, it may have been fathered by Adekunle and his troops when they came into Port Harcourt. Now, this is what we must understand. There are people, the Hausa people in our midst, the Yoruba people in our midst, answering Ugochukwu, Ifeanyichukwu. These are Hausa people. These are Yoruba people in our midst, answering our names. And that they are the ones in World Igbo Congress. They are the ones living in America. They are the ones causing us problems. Their silence. They were there. A zoo river happened. They did nothing.
They did nothing. They did not
they
say
are
anything.
Bombing our people. They did not take one day off work. One day to come and demonstrate on the street. We did it in England. In fact, I organized one myself. In fact, the only one and only anti-Boko Haram rally in the whole of the United Kingdom. Radio Biafra editorial board organized it. We ran it successfully. Some of our people came out. Some ran away, of course. These people in America, all they do is any time a politician comes, they open the door. We are in Dallas, broadcasting from Dallas, Fort Worth area.
And they didn't come out.
How about also they ran away?
They refused to come out.
They changed their names.
Because of their hidden agenda.
Now money has come, they have come out. God shall punish them one after the other. They will not see anything good in their lives. Let them
know. I suggest if we can make any serious move to counter whatever submission they must have done or submit to the United Nations.
We have done that already. Don't you trust us?
In order not to disturb our movement.
We've done that already. And God is going to punish them. I always say,
onye na-eme ihe were eziokwu na-aga enwe ihe na-akwụsị ya.
Never.
In as much as we are going with truth, honesty in this struggle, success is our own.
Amen.
And I want to assure and call on all listeners of Radio Biafra in Germany that the Biafran family is strong in Germany. Get connected wherever you are listening from in German. Try to be one of us. The struggle is on. The battle is on. And success must be our own. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. They have woken up, some of them. They have woken up. Somebody's writing on Facebook that World Igbo Congress said the learning of Igbo history and culture will now become compulsory in primary schools. This is what they make us laugh. They make us laugh. Whose phone is that, please, going off? This is Radio Biafra. Your phone should be switched off when you're in the seats of Radio Biafra, please. Switched completely off. Let's take this last call, then we go around and close the program. It's past 3 here, isn't it? We have been run till 2 o'clock, but it's past 3. Some people haven't slept very well. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. You will give us your name and where you are. They are not paying attention. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. From Sweden, yes, please go ahead and make it very brief. We have come to the end of the program.
And very, very far to those in the south, like Stockholm. So please do I contact the same coordinator from Malaysia as well.
Are you up to 10 where you are? You don't call it Ketukwenya, go let up to 10.
No, personally, in the north, like 3.
No.
That's just 2 years.
That, go and give birth to another 7 to make it 10. Find them wherever they are.
All right.
You must be 10.
Okay.
Then you can call Malaysia and they will tell you what to do. We want everybody to be like Malaysia, to be as formidable as those we have in Malaysia. Thank you very much, my dear brother Obi. You've been very dedicated since you first called, which is great. We'll now go around to give our closing remarks. We haven't spoken very much. Barrister Mamezu, if I am not mistaken, has been waiting or we've lost him completely. Please go round, starting from the right-hand side, and let us bring this program to an end so that I may be able to sleep for some hours before going to a very important meeting in the morning, please, or later on in this morning. Yes, go ahead.
My fellow Biafrans and the people all over the world, I love Biafrans. My name is Christopher Ndubisi-Okeke. I'm known as Solo Enugu State. I'm from Ogun local government of Enugu State. I thank you, Nandi, for coming once more. I thank Pastor Levy. God will bless you, Pastor. You have done a very tremendous job. So I pray that God will bless you. I thank my brother OC. You're doing a very good work. And I want to use this opportunity to thank Ikechukwu in Malaysia. He's a very powerful civilian, you know. So I want to promise every Biafra, wherever they may be, that Biafran in Thailand, we have already started. Tomorrow, with the help of Nandi here, we will launch officially. And we promise you that we will never let you down. We want to promise you that very soon we will also launch Radio Biafra in Thailand. That is a promise that we will never fail. And like I joke,
there will be Radio Biafra broadcasting from Thailand to give us the Thai perspectives, which you will host here.
Yeah.
The same thing we said, we need 2 hours of program from Thailand, 2 hours from Malaysia, anywhere Biafrans are strong, we give them 2 hours a week.
We will fire from here. That's a promise.
Wonderful.
And I want to challenge London. London people, if care is not taken, Thailand will launch the first Biafra broadcast, TV broadcasting. So we challenge you to be fast because we are coming. Malaysia started before us. They are our senior brothers. But that you pick up the lace first doesn't mean that you'll be the first to finish the lace, you know. So we have started. We are coming. We are coming right towards you. If you haven't started from any other part of the world, please come. Come up. Stand up. It's time. It's time to form our own country. And nobody will bring Biafra except you and me. So I thank you. I don't want to take much time. So my brothers in studio, we talk. Tomorrow we will launch again from Thailand. And I hope that you people will join us from over all over the world. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. I like the enthusiasm in Thailand, but you people will have to show us what you're made up of. They said we should be afraid. That's what Thailand is going to do. We don't want Thailand to be like the Otropopos in Agamire. Please, we want Thailand to do something, and very quickly, please.
Yes, follow dear friends all over the world. This is Pastor Olivier Mezitoha. That name is a powerful name. It cannot please the world. Before I move forward, and I really thank all our hosts this evening. Thank you, Nandi, a wonderful guy. God must surely bless. I have been saying it. You are taking us to the promised land.
Thank you.
There's something I want to tell the world. If when we are talking about Biafra, people don't understand what we are saying. If you read the Bible, Galatians chapter 5, verse number 10, be part of it. He said, whosoever that will trouble you will be troubled. That is the Bible. You know, sometimes you are causing people, people may say, how can that happen? But I'm telling you, it is in the Bible. God said, whosoever that trouble you will be troubled. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 10 is Bible. We are children of light. We are children of God. God is light. That's why people, the world, fear us. I don't see in any part in this world but people play with light. We can never play with high tension. So Biafrans are high tension all over the world. That's why the world is afraid of us. If you touch us carelessly, you will be shocked and you'll be roasted down black immediately. So I'm using this opportunity to tell all Biafrans all over the world, anywhere you are, know that if you know who you are, nobody will play with you. So I'm using this opportunity to thank all our listeners this night, this morning here in Bangkok time. God will bless everybody. We are moving ahead. No going back. We have come. Is that we have come. And as you have luckily said, we are not. I said it again. Thailand have come to live. Biafra in Thailand have come to live. We are assuring you. We surprise you. Any moment from now, I said it. Before the end of this first September, you will see that transform our life in Nigeria.
Thank you.
That hopeless Nigeria. But it's going to be in our promised land, being Biafra. So we should tell the world, and the world will know more and hear us. I know that our people over there in Nigeria, they are not hearing us very well because of that transmitter. And as soon as that transmitter is over there, I think they will go further to be with us. And we will bomb that nation. called Nigeria is a cursed. I have always said that name is a cursed name. And Bible said it again, that anybody that trouble you, Biafrans, will be troubled. It's not, I'm not the one that write Bible. Neither even my father. But the Bible has been written before we were born. And he said, whosoever, that word, whosoever, I stand on that word. That is, whosoever that trouble Biafrans, God himself will trouble that person. It's not a joke. That is the Bible. So I still use this opportunity to thank all Biafrans. Keep on listening to Radio Biafra. We preach the gospel here. We preach the truth. And we walk in the truth. And we say, truth shall reign. Be blessed this morning. Good afternoon to some people. Good evening to some people. I am your beloved pastor, Levi Emezitoha Ike. God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, people of Biafra all over the world. We thank you once again by listening to Radio Biafra right away from Bangkok, Thailand. I am still Mr. Ngobidi Chukwebu Kapolinos, Ijego. What I know is that Biafra has been actualized in the spirit, and it must come to pass in the physical, because spiritual control physical. Once it has been actualized in the spirit, automatically it has been actualized in the physical. So that is what all I have to say. Thank you, Nandi, by telling people all over the world about Biafran race. And I believe that God must surely give Biafrans their right to move to their promised land, the land of honey and milk. Thank you very much. And God bless every one of us.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, my.
Is your microphone off? Yeah.
Thank you so much,
my. No, I still can't hear you. I still cannot hear you. Please. Take the other one. Yes.
Thank you so much, my fellow brothers and sisters of our lovely Biafran people all over the world.
Raise your voice, please. It's low. Okay, then.
We thank you so much for joining us for today's edition of Radio Biafra, broadcasting live from Bangkok, Thailand. I remain host KK. I am so much happy for today's edition. Once again, I thank you so much, director, for your marvelous job towards our people.
Thank you.
I thank you so much, our brother, Pastor Levi, for hosting us in your marvelous house today. Also, my brother Solo, all our people in the studio, I thank you so much for your good work towards this journey. And on behalf of our listeners, I thank you all. I thank you so much, my fellow Biafrans here in Thailand, those who have come out in mass to support this journey which we have started. I thank you so much. I'm still pleading for most of us here in Thailand who have not come out, who have not identified as a Biafra in this journey, to come out. Please, wherever you are, don't be a listener who is hiding in this country. This journey belongs to me and you, like our brother Solo said in here in studio. It's not only me. Nobody can fight this battle for us. It's only me and you. So when you are hiding like this, who is going to help hand in this battle? So that is why each and every one of us have to come out. And I want to use this opportunity to announce to every Biafrans in Thailand for our meeting today, being a Monday, on 2nd of September 2013. Our venue is on Newt 44. I repeat, on Newt 44 at New Life
church, please make sure, remember, we don't need to give any excuse in this meeting. We want you to invite your friends, invite your family who have not heard. And our time is 5 p.m. We are not in Nigerian time, please. We must follow our time. Let our 5 p.m. be our 5 p.m. Once again, thank you so much for listening us for today's edition. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I have a bit of a cough. I'm fine now. I'm fine. We also have the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, has kept faith. He has rejoined us for our concluding segment of the program. Barrister, please address our people, and may you kindly bring today's broadcast to an end, please.
Well, thank you, Director. I've been sitting quietly and listening to all those who made their own contributions. Today is very special, you know. I love our brother. I think his name is Nemeka.
Yes.
And brought forth all the background to all this we are seeing in their zoological country. Having investigated all he said, they were all correct. He mentioned all the governors and they're all Muslims. Mentioned all the senators around holding posts, they're all Muslims.
Yes. Barrister, you are breaking up, please. You are breaking up. We can't hear you. You are breaking up, but I will try and encapsulate your thought in the following words. That our brother is correct. The only option we have is Biafra, or else we'll be Islamized. I'm sure when you come back on air tomorrow, you'll be able to confirm that. From me, Nnamdi Kanu, it's been a pleasure. I am delighted to say that I'm amongst Biafrans. I'm amongst people that understand what it means to answer to the name Biafra. Thailand is very strong, we can announce to the world. Unumumunne na Thailand, there are Biafrans here. There are only two places we have made such comment in the past. Soso Budabuo, Malaysia, Wofu, Thailand, Bozo. In these two places, you have Biafrans. And because of them, the world will hear our voice. Because of these people, and maybe hopefully India, even China, that we are going to towards the end of the week. Even the Philippines. From here in the East, the world will know that the children of the sun has risen from where the sun rises from every day, which is from the East. We thank everybody, especially our host and the lovely wife, for a very perfect soup. Of course, we ate before we went on air. Very wonderful. Pastor Levy, it's been a pleasure broadcasting from your residence. It's an honor we had to give to you in view of your standing in this struggle in Thailand. You're a good man. You're a godly man. We are not saying this so that tomorrow you can start committing sin. You know, the devil is very trickish. Yeah. Once you say that, the devil will start working overtime. You must remain a good man. Our brother Solo here has worked tirelessly hard. We know what he did. We can't say it on the air before others will want to copy him. We want to still see how deep he is into this struggle. So that when we rise up and speak about the people in Thailand, we'll be able to make references. Osita has been working, working and working. And we are one in Thailand, we must say that. Tomorrow there will be a live broadcast. Did we say 1 p.m. UK time? When is what is 6 o'clock here, please, in the UK? I don't follow it. Is it 12 noon? 12 noon tomorrow, exact time we plan to hold our protest around the world. Tomorrow there will be a special broadcast, please, which I'm for Karomonde. Everybody that works for Radio Biafra 24 hours a day, you must announce it on Facebook. Chukwudi Ofoma, you will put this on the website. Chidera, you must be prepared. But it's the man, Mezi, if you can get time off court to attend, that would be wonderful. And every other member of the editorial board, Wada Marachi Okpara, Chikunye Bunyeze Ba, Dr. Egemba, Barrister Adolf Emeke Emeke Siri, everybody, we call upon you to join us tomorrow, 12 noon UK time, for a landmark special program from Bangkok here, in Igbo language exclusively, without apology to anybody. We are going to come live to announce to you the structure we have here in Thailand, who our leaders are, those allowed to contact Malaysia. Only the leaders are allowed to contact Malaysia, no other person. Anybody else doing that without due process will be sanctioned. We will know the reason why we're doing this. We don't want Malaysia to be contaminated. As most people have accused me of, they are our love child, because they're important in this very struggle. Thailand is going to do the same, and so will China, so will India, so will Japan, they will wake up, we know, so will Indonesia, so will Singapore. The Philippines also will do the same, because in this part of the world will redemption come. I told you people that America is bad. People say, oh, hapa hawa handibo, leave them. The next thing they did is to bring in politicians from APC, all Muslims, to come and Islamize us. We thank all of you for listening. We love you all. That is why we are here. We don't say this that you may die. We say that you may repent from your sins. That is why we boldly proclaim, as we do always, that Radio Biafra is incorruptible. We are marching ahead. We're not going to retreat, neither are we going to surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. We are not here for any other reason than to be free from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a creation of one man, Frederick. My question to God is a very simple one, as even I ask human beings. You and Frederick Lugard, who is God? Is it you or a mere mortal? We know what the answer is, and that is why we worship you. That is why we praise you, and that is why we offer Biafra on a plate to you as a sacrifice, as your dwelling place on this earth. Even if you want to destroy us because you hate us, please do it another way. Not by giving dominion to Hausa people over our lives, please. That is even worse than hell. Kill us, give us earthquake, tsunami. Kill us any other way, please, not by handing us over to our enemies. That is our prayer, very simple one, sir. And we know you will do it for us. That is where we say that God will bless each and every one of you, one after the other. But more importantly, God bless Biafra.
Hail. Biafra, we shall always reach.